Hey everybody, it is Super Bowl 53, Super Bowl Sunday. I'm pumped. My Rams are in it, playing the New England Patriots, and we've got a special episode of Lending a Hand Super Bowl edition for you. Stay tuned, it's going to be a fun one. So, before we get into this exciting Super Bowl Sunday edition, I want to take you back to the year 2001 to give you a little bit of context into my Super Bowl. The New England Patriots are facing the greatest show on turf, the St. Louis Rams. Tom Brady's first Super Bowl. He comes in, they kick, I remember Adam Vinatieri kicking a last-second field goal to win the Super Bowl for New England. I was 11 years old in 2001, and I cried my eyes out. Maybe I'm too passionate about sports, who knows? But I do remember those New England Patriots after they beat the Rams. It was the start of their dynasty. So I'm hoping tonight that the Rams get a little revenge 17 years later. 18, I guess. And they end that New England dynasty that all of us hate. I actually respect it, and I actually root for New England often. Shout out Ariel Margolis up there in Boston, a good friend of mine who works at eLearning Solved. He is a diehard New England fan. He's been on the podcast, if you want to go back and check out an episode with him. But I really respect greatness, and there's no doubt that New England is great. Through Deflategate, through whatever else you want to talk about, them cheating, it takes talent to be in the Super Bowl 9 times and win 5 of those in 18 years. Special, that's never been done before, ever. So, I will be watching very closely.
What are you watching the Super Bowl for, though?
Let's jump into, you know, a little bit different topic now. As you know, I am a marketer at heart. And I want to clear something up. I'm actually not. That's not my only job. Everybody thinks I'm the social media guy here in Hot Springs. No, I'm an entrepreneur. I am always down for a business venture. And I work with several companies doing so. Anyways, this all ties into what I'm about to go into, because if you know me, you know I'm a marketer. I love advertisements. I majored in advertising and public relations. One of my minors. I've got 6 of them. Not to brag, just don't go to college that long, kids. Anyways, I love the Super Bowl advertisements. Super Bowl Sunday has, you probably know this, the most expensive ads in the world for any given day of television. That's probably because we have over 250 million people watching the Super Bowl. Estimated. They say 120 million households watched the Super Bowl last year. And, you know, you got to think, the Super Bowl is often watched in a group. You know, I'm going to a party here in a little bit. We're actually en route. And I'm hoping to get some footage, some content there. So stay tuned for later in the episode. Maybe you'll hear from some of my best friends and this Super Bowl party that we're at. But I want you to reach out right now. I know you're on your phone if you're listening to this. They say 92% of all podcasts are listened on their phone. Listened to on mobile. Which is very interesting to me. But I want you to reach out at Lending a Hand, L-I-N-D-I-N-G, a hand. Not your typical lending, L-E-N-D, no. So reach out to us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Or if you want to add me, I'm the host, Keaton Lender, at K-E-A-T-O-N-L-I-N-D-E-R. And that's anywhere if you just want to Google it. I'm on all the social media sites, and I am active on all of them. So I'm very interested to hear what your favorite things to do are during the Super Bowl. Do you watch it for the ads? Do you watch it for the game? Do you go for the friends? Do you go for the food? What do you enjoy doing? And if you have any questions for the show, we are actively taking polls on all of our social media accounts. My personal account currently has the St. Louis, that's funny. And we'll get to that in just a moment. The Los Angeles Rams favored 62%. There's only 16 votes on there so far, but I just put this up a couple of hours ago, so I'm curious to see and hear your opinions. So I mentioned St. Louis. Give you a little more context if you maybe are not a diehard NFL or football fan. I know you're still watching the Super Bowl, and I thank you again for taking the time to even listen to this. That means the absolute world to me. Because I'm going to do these podcasts regardless. The whole purpose is to lend a hand, help people out. That's just what I enjoy doing, and it gives me a lot of credibility when I can do that through a podcast. So thank you. But to give you a little context and background into the Super Bowl, I mentioned at the beginning of this episode a little story about in 2001. As I'm walking out, looking outside, so if you hear a bird, it's a beautiful day here in Arkansas. But in 2001, it was the St. Louis Rams. And as you may notice, they were actually in Los Angeles right now. Well, NFL teams, NBA teams, NHL teams are often like businesses. You know, they are a business. And the reason that they left St. Louis is because St. Louis has been historically a baseball city with the St. Louis Cardinals. But when the Rams moved there after they left LA in, I think, the 80s, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't have Alexa here with me right now, so she cannot help me. What would I do without her? But they moved, I want to say, 3 years ago. I remember it was January the 3rd, the 4th, something, and they moved to Los Angeles. I got a notification on my phone. Really neat. Really interesting how that happened. But it's been a big success for them. Why LA did not have a football team was beyond me. You know, if you are in Los Angeles, I'd love for you to go check out an episode with me and my good friend LJ Chibuize. I always get that a little stuttery. But he is from the LA area. Works for, I want to say it's Patrick Bet-David and his company, who Patrick Bet-David was just featured on the cover of Entrepreneur magazine, various other magazines, but I really enjoyed that cover of his. He was wearing a red hoodie. He didn't even have his name on there, but you could tell it was him if you were a follower of Patrick. And this guy, he's just a genius, not just LJ, but Patrick. And I hope that I can lend a hand to some of you business owners or marketing professionals or, you know, even students and say, you know, go Google these people. Go connect with them. Because there's opportunity out there that we don't realize. The opportunity to connect with people that we admire, that we idolize, and that we respect, you know, the thought leaders, the people that are first to take action, Elon Musk, Barack Obama, Mark Cuban, Gary Vaynerchuk. Gary, shout out, we're going to get you on the show one day, hopefully. And go shout out, and go add these people on social media, on LinkedIn, on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, just like me. That's why I do social media, is because you're getting yourself out there quicker. And if I can help you, I really think and believe that many people would benefit from social a lot more if they just knew how to connect with people and what to say. So if you have more interest in this, and I really hope that you find some value here because it's practical for every single person It doesn't matter your age listening. You can go and download an app. You can go onto your computer and find these thought leaders in our world. Martha Stewart, you know, Beyonce. And there's different ways to connect with them, yes. But I'd love for you to reach out to me. And let me give you some more practical advice on this, because I truly believe opportunity is for everyone. It's out there for everybody. Take me, for example. One of my goals in life is to, at some point, work for a professional sports team, preferably in the NBA or the NFL, because those are my two favorite sports. But I just recently saw that the Los Angeles Lakers were hiring for digital media specialists, essentially people that know how to use social media. And I did a little bit of research, and while I didn't apply, and I probably should have, now I'm still deciding where I'm going to move here from Hot Springs. I'm looking for a bigger city. So if you have any suggestions, definitely reach out to me on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Keaton Linder and suggest a city. Tell me what you would love, what it needs, what it's good at. I love traveling, so I'm still looking for a city to move to. But there's so much opportunity out there for everyone. It doesn't matter where you are or what age. There's just opportunity. And I told you I'm sitting outside in my yard recording this quick segment. And it is just an absolute beautiful day. But it makes me think of Chicago. I think it's 50-something degrees there or something this week now, or going to be. Basically, 100-degree difference. Which is unbelievable, if you ask me. And people don't believe in global warming. Whew. Tough to argue. When 98% of scientists believe in it. But anyways, we're not going to get off on that topic right now. It is Super Bowl Sunday, and I'm going to go back inside. Go back into the booth. And I hope that you will join us a little bit later on for a Super Bowl recap, wind up, and post-game show, as you want to call it. And we will release that podcast at about, it should be right around midnight tonight. So if you watch that in the morning on Monday, you're at the water cooler or you're small talking, you know, be sure to bring that podcast up. It would be pretty awesome if I could get your opinions on it. I'm looking for everybody's. I find that podcasting is a great way to reach out to and understand who your audience is. And I'm curious why you follow mine. Maybe this is your first time seeing or listening to the podcast. Listening. We don't have a YouTube channel yet, but we are working on that. But maybe it's your first time. You know, we're on episode 45 now. And we do micro episodes as well, which are a lot of fun. But it's been really amazing to see the turnout of people that have tuned in and listened and reached out. You know, we've got over 3,500 downloads now. 2,500 of those are in the last 5 weeks, 6 weeks. And I'm thankful. So that's awesome, guys. Continue to check us out on Anchor, on Spotify, on iTunes, wherever you listen to podcasts at. But I will say this. If you go to the Anchor website or the Anchor app and listen to Lending a Hand, I do make money off of it. So that would be great. Now, if you need to go into Spotify or iTunes to listen to it, I'm fine with that. You know, whatever's convenient for you. But Anchor, you get the latest updates, news, and episodes much quicker than Spotify or iTunes. And that's a new feature that they're testing out, which I'm interested in. So can't wait to hear from you guys. Reach out again at Keaton Linder, at Lending a Hand. And let's hear your opinions about Super Bowl 53. Happy that you decided to listen to Lending a Hand Super Bowl edition. Remember, this is only the first half. The second half will be post-game coverage, announcements, things like that. But if you did listen this long, I've got a very good surprise for you. Reach out, comment on one of our posts, tag us, however you need to reach out, direct message us, whatever, and properly predict the score of the winning team, and you will win 10 free DVDs from my collection. And we've got, I want to say, over 300. So look forward to hearing some of your predictions. Go Rams!